Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a cloudy sky now and 59 degrees. Emergency crews responded to a crash involving a wrong-way driver Tuesday night in North Wichita. It happened on northbound Interstate 135 near 17th Street. The Highway Patrol says a 58-year-old woman from Wichita was driving north in the northbound lanes of I-135 when a 55-year-old man, also from Wichita, was driving south in the northbound lanes and struck her head-on. Both drivers were hospitalized with suspected serious injuries. The Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commissions held a joint meeting Tuesday. County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News one item of business was what to do with opioid abuse settlement money from drug companies.
What we decided to do with the City of Wichita is actually combine our monies. What Sedgwick County government was receiving with the City of Wichita, we're going to combine our monies, and we hired, through RFP process, we hired a consultant to come in and give us a plan, and how do we best deploy these resources into our community to counteract the dangerous outcomes that we're seeing through opioid addiction.
That settlement could total as much as $15 million. One of the topics of the meeting was taking the first steps to combine park services. Officials are looking at incorporating the programs and combining reservation software. In the future, they would like to create a shared master plan for park services. President Donald Trump arrived in Michigan Tuesday to celebrate his first 100 days in office and announced new policies that would help the state.
In Michigan, President Trump told an enthusiastic crowd his tariff policy is designed to bring the auto industry back home. The White House announced a plan to ease auto tariffs, big news in a state that is home to several major automakers. The president announced Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Michigan would receive 21 new F-15 EX fighter jets, protection for the future of that base. And in a bit of a surprise, the president invited the governor, a Democrat, to say a few words. White House aides say the focus in the next 100 days, trade deals and peace agreements.
Fox's Mike Emanuel reporting. President Trump signed executive orders Tuesday that would help domestic manufacturers offset some of the costs of his tariffs on imports of auto and auto parts. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticizes what he describes as the president's unpredictable approach to tariffs.
One day he says yes to tariffs, the next day he has no. I'm negotiating with countries. Oh no, maybe I'm not. This tariff is going to stay in place. This one will be reduced. Then he flips it.
U.S. auto companies had warned the president last week that the tariffs would raise prices and cut sales. Polls suggest the majority of Americans disapprove of the president's tariffs and handling of the economy. ICE has released the latest number of deportations since President Trump took office. Fox's Bill Malusian reports.
ICE announced in the first 100 days they've deported 65,682 illegal aliens and have arrested another 66,463 aliens, 75% of which have criminal convictions or charges. President Trump took a victory lap at his Michigan rally. In the meantime, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has issued an order temporarily relieving Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan of her official duties. This is after she was arrested by the FBI for allegedly interfering with an ICE arrest of an illegal alien in court. Judge Dugan's defense team says she believes she's going to be exonerated of these charges against her.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. An overnight fire destroyed a home in Reno County early Tuesday in the 8,000 block of South K-14 Highway. Fire crews found the two-story home fully engulfed in flames. Multiple agencies were called in to battle the blaze. There were no injuries. The home was a total loss. Cause of the fire is under investigation. UPS is looking to slash about 20,000 jobs and close more than 70 facilities as it drastically reduces the amount of Amazon shipments it handles. The package delivery company says it anticipates making the job cuts this year. It anticipates closing 73 leased and owned buildings by the end of June. UPS said that while it is still reviewing its network and may identify more buildings to be shuttered, in January, UPS announced that it had reached a deal with Amazon, its biggest customer, to lower its volume by more than 50% by the second half of 2026. A judge in Wisconsin, whom federal officials say helped a man evade an immigration arrest, has been suspended from the bench.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan just days after she was arrested for shielding a man from being arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In a two-page order, the Wisconsin High Court said she faces a pair of federal charges and that it is in the public interest that she be suspended temporarily. Democrats say the Trump administration is making this judge an example of what can happen if its arrest and deportation efforts are defied. Judge Dugan is scheduled to be arraigned May 15th. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Several drivers in Alabama were left hopping mad after a runaway kangaroo shut down a major interstate Tuesday.
An escaped kangaroo is back home after snarling traffic on Interstate 85 between Montgomery and Auburn. Alabama state troopers helped wrangle the meandering marsupial as many drivers did a double take, according to the Macon County Sheriff's Office. The runaway roo, named Sheila, escaped her enclosure at a family-owned petting zoo before going on walkabout. She was eventually tranquilized with a dart. Sheila was treated at Auburn University College of Veterinary Medicine before being returned home. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic in Wichita, well, the volumes are picking up, but right now the conditions are looking really, really good out there, not seeing any big problems. As the volumes continue to pick up, we do have a stalled out vehicle eastbound on K-96, and it's between Oliver and Woodlawn. You will need to watch out there for a potential slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the AXNet Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not expecting anything severe for the Wichita area, but some of the rainfall that's going to be moving through could be heavy at times. High of 70 degrees with a southeast breeze at 8 to 18 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, 59 degrees, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And looking at the radar this morning, there's a large area of showers down in Oklahoma, central Oklahoma, almost the entire central part of the state down there covered with showers from Highway 35 down through Oklahoma City and to the west, out to the west, and all clear out to Texas and to the east past Tulsa. Oklahoma's getting its share of rain this morning. Now we have some spotty showers in Kansas up north of I-70. And around Salina and west of there. And they are all moving to basically sort of to the east, northeast. So Wichita is really right in the line of fire here to see some of these showers, but it's moving. I've been watching it for a couple of hours. It's moving very, very slowly. Coming up from the south, moving from the south to the northeast, and just barely kind of creeping along this morning. We had a partly cloudy, breezy day across South Central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 71 degrees, normal high 72, so we're right there. National Weather Service measured 0.10 or 1/10 of an inch of precipitation at Eisenhower Airport as of midnight. I think there was a little bit after that. Maybe some showers or some raindrops after that this morning. All right, we're coming up at, we're 6:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And again, today is the last day of April, April 30th, 2025. On this date, 222 years ago, in 1803, France sold the United States all of the land from the Mississippi River to the Rocky Mountains. I don't even know if France owned that land. The massive real estate deal is known as, of course, the Louisiana Purchase. The cost, $15 million. That comes out to about 4 cents an acre. The Louisiana Purchase.
A fairly good deal.
Yeah. In Kansas, we were right in the middle of this thing. The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a Proposition A, which increases the minimum wage in the Show Me State to $13.75 on January 1st and to $15 per hour by 2026, with substantial increases tied to inflation. The law also mandates employers to provide 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours worked, with enforcement overseen by the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations. Business leaders had challenged the approval of Proposition A, claiming the ballot measure and fiscal note were misleading. So folks in Missouri had a vote on this. Legislative Republicans are exploring options to overturn Proposition A, citing concerns about election irregularities and constitutional violations, and probably mostly because they don't want to give people the raise like that. It's too much money. White House criticizing Amazon for planning to list the price of President Trump's tariffs next to products, with the White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt calling it a hostile and political act. Leavitt questioned why Amazon would do this when the Biden administration has raised inflation levels. When the Biden administration has raised inflation levels. Amazon, however, said the idea was never approved and is not going to happen. President Trump told reporters he called Amazon founder Jeff Bezos Tuesday, who solved the problem very quickly. So, now they're not going to show how much the tariff's going to cost. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
Had a little dampness on the ground when I got up this morning. And I think after that, I think it maybe rained a little more. But most of it's moved out of the area now. Anything going on out there right now? I don't think there is.
No.
Okay. Today is Steve and Ted Show number 6,918.
6,918.
And still going. April's been almost in the books, Ted. Last day of April.
This is an ominous day in our show's history.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
What happened 26 years ago today? Nice. 1999.
Well, I don't know. We moved?
Yeah, that was our last morning show over at 37th Street and Hillside.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They started tearing down the studio before we were done with the show at 9 a.m.
What happened was, for those of you who are not aware of how radio worked in those days, people were trading radio stations like bingo cards.
Exactly.
Like Monopoly cards. Mm-hmm. I mean, millionaires shuffling back and forth, and it was very unstable time. And KNSS got traded in with another station to another station. I don't remember who all we traded with, but we wound up leaving the building up there so that I think B98 could come in.
Right. It had to do with a trade. B98 went over there. We came over to 21st and Woodlawn.
21st and Woodlawn. Walked into the radio station and said, "Where's our studio?" "It's over there in the back. It's got a console," which is, you know, the board, if we call it, but what Jad's looking at right now with all the, we call them pots on it. And they had it set up on a couple of sawhorses in a back studio. And that was our studio. That was our studio for what? Several days or months?
Yeah. It was
so we were talking about this yesterday. Talk about, you know, here we had this show going. It was a good show.
Yeah, we had a good show.
Yeah, a lot of callers and what. And all of a sudden, we got new owners, and they did not want us there.
No, they didn't.
It was pissed. I'm not going to mention any names, but some of these people were really poopy. They were awful.
Yeah, they were not nice to us.
So, anyway,
We survived, Ted.
Yeah, we're doing our show 26 years ago today. And, of course, you know our show ends at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
About a little after 8 o'clock, all these big, burly workers, construction workers, just walk right into our studio and start with their power drills and tearing stuff apart while we're on the air until 9 a.m.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
It was embarrassing. It was stupid.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We were shown zero respect. But you're right. We're still here.
We're still here. And the guys that we traded with, the guys we moved in with, the guys who were so nasty to us, all gone.
They're gone.
All gone. Yeah. Long gone. I don't think they're even in the business anymore. All right, let's do something good. Let's do some sports this morning. It's always good. 6:17, Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for sports with Ted Woodward.
All right, we'll start out in Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals beginning a week on the road last night in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field. And good results for the Royals. Michael Lorenzen worked six innings, only gave up a run, got his 50th career win. He's now 3-3 on the season. Royals bullpen was fantastic. Three pitchers worked three scoreless innings. Finished up by Carlos Estevez, who got his eighth save. And the Royals beat the Rays 3-1 last night. You heard it live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Nice win for the Royals. And shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. did get a base hit in the eighth inning. Hey, he's got a 20-game hitting streak now.
So 20 now. Stuff, yep. Okay.
The Royals are even up, 15-15. They have won seven of their last eight. The Royals in Tampa again tonight. Listen live at 6 o'clock on KFH. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge, similarly got off to a nice start on a road swing. In fact, the Surge will be on the road for two straight weeks. And they started it off yesterday afternoon in Frisco, winning 5-4. And it was a late comeback against the Frisco bullpen. Wichita scored two in the top of the seventh, two more in the top of the eighth. Came back and beat the Rough Riders 5-4. The designated hitter for the Wind Surge, Ricardo Olivar. Had two hits, including a double, drove in two of the five runs. Hey, the Wind Surge has won 7 of 9. Game and a half out of first place right now in the division. Wichita at Frisco again this evening. Hey, it's the final home game tonight for the Wichita State softball team. All of a sudden, softball season's starting to wrap up. Yeah, wow. And it's a nice in-state matchup. Wichita State hosting Kansas. The Shockers and the Jayhawks. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening at Wilkins Stadium for the big home finale for Shockers softball. Can't believe a whole softball season has gone by.
Already gone.
The Shocks go into this game having won 5 of 7. Going to keep the wins coming. Boy, what a season it's been for KU baseball. The Jayhawks are ranked 23rd in the nation, and they won again. Won in Lawrence last night. 9-3 in front of the third largest crowd in KU baseball history. 2,500 at the game in Lawrence for the win over Missouri in the fourth annual Buck O'Neill Classic, which KU has won all 4 years. The Jayhawks are now on a 9-game winning streak, and they are 36-10, their most wins in 16 years. It's KU baseball.
They're doing well up there.
Pick up win after win. And pro basketball in the NBA last night, first round matchup, a pivotal game 5 in Denver, where the Nuggets win on home court, beat the Los Angeles Clippers 131-115 in the starting lineup for the Nuggets. Former Kansas Jayhawk, Christian Brown, with 11 points and 12 rebounds, so he had a double-double, and he's playing defense against James Harden for the Clippers, and Brown held Harden to 3-for-9 shooting and 4 turnovers. So Christian Brown was just all over the place last night. And a big reason why the Nuggets now lead the Clippers in that best-of-seven series, 3-2. Good stuff there. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. That's located in northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. A new survey indicates people are not excited about their food. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 59 degrees. Wichita police are investigating following a reported abduction and sexual assault on a 14-year-old girl. This occurred Monday night in the area of 19th and Grove. Detectives from the Exploited and Missing Children's Unit are conducting the investigation. The girl had minor injuries, was treated at an area hospital. If you have any information on this case, you're asked to call 911 or call investigators at 316-268-4407.
The Wichita Fire Department releasing the cause of a fire at a downtown apartment complex. It happened Monday afternoon at the Water's Edge Apartments, 400 West Central. Seven people, including two firefighters, suffered minor injuries. It was determined the fire was caused by a juvenile fire play in the apartment.
What impact will President Trump's proposed tariff increases have on small businesses? Sedgwick County Commission Chair, Ryan Beatty, owns the Mattress Hub.
A lot of people are cognizant of their 401ks, their IRAs, their retirement accounts, and they're seeing the volatility. And that impacts consumer confidence. And when consumer confidence is impacted, it impacts retail. Now, my company used to import products. We no longer import products. Everything that we do is domestic made. But a lot of people in my industry are import products and are experiencing these tariffs. And these tariffs and those charges, those surcharges, get passed through to the end customer.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Harvard now says it will evaluate its curriculum and admissions in response to newly released internal reports.
Harvard President Alan Garber said there has been some change, but more is expected. The Ivy League school released two reports studying campus anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim bias, consisting of hundreds of pages and dozens of suggested changes. The actions would include how Harvard assesses candidates for admission, course content, and conduct of professors. Garber, president of Harvard since January 2024, also promised to promote viewpoint diversity. The Trump administration froze more than $2 billion in federal funding since Harvard decided not to comply with an executive order to combat anti-Semitism. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
There's a new Starbucks location set to open in Texas, and this place might be a glimpse into the future.
At first glance, this drive-through only location built in Brownsville, Texas, looks like any other Starbucks. A closer look, though, reveals rigid walls that look a little bit like stacked tubes. That's because this Starbucks was built using a computer-controlled robotic arm pouring the layers of concrete on top of each other. 3D printing for commercial construction hasn't gone mainstream yet, but it is an example of a big retailer tinkering with the technology. Experts say 3D construction still costs more than traditional wood framing, but it does help address a labor shortage, cuts down construction time, and could be coming to a neighborhood near you. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Mostly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not expecting anything severe for the Wichita area, but some of the rainfall that's going to be moving through could be heavy at times. High of 70 degrees with a southeast breeze at 8 to 18 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:33, Stephen 10 in the morning, and it was on this date, April 30th, 86 years ago, 1939, Lou Gehrig played in his 2,130th consecutive game, and his last. The Iron Horse didn't miss a day of work for nearly 14 years, but his body was too weakened by Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, to keep going. So the streak came to an end. The Iron Horse, quite a guy. Lou Gehrig, as I remember, a native of New York. I think he attended Columbia University. Yeah. He wasn't dumb. He was a sharp cookie. He had a college education, but he could sure hit. Oh man! Well, and you see the old photos of him and Babe Ruth, and Gehrig just has these massive legs. I mean, and arms. He was a big fella. And apparently just a heck of a good guy.
Lou Gehrig. And you look at some of his numbers, they're still impressive.
Yeah, he was a great player.
And of course, he held that consecutive games record for decades. Only one guy's been able to top it ever since.
Yep.
Cal Ripken.
Corporation for Public Broadcasting is suing the White House after President Trump removed three of its five board members. The suit argues that the law that created CPB does not grant the president the authority to remove board members and gives it independence from government control. The CPB distributes over $500 million annually to public broadcasters, with PBS and NPR stations receiving a significant portion of their revenues from the corporation. The board members targeted by Trump include appointees of both former President Joe Biden and Trump himself. So, public broadcasting suing the White House.
I should have been a lawyer. There's so many lawsuits.
Keeping them busy.
Should have gone to law school.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania funeral home, facing charges over allegedly giving pet owners fake ashes while throwing the animal's remains in a landfill.
Oh, no.
Patrick Verib, owner of Verib Funeral Home and Eternity Pet Memorial in Pittsburgh, allegedly received over 6,500 pet owners, deceived over 6,500 pet owners, by providing ashes from unknown animals instead of their pets.
Oh, no.
Verib collected over $657,000 in fees from pet owners who were promised a private cremation but did not receive their pet's ashes.
How did they know?
I don't know.
How did they figure this out?
How do you figure out who's that? Apparently somebody snitched on him.
Yeah, somebody must have said something.
Somebody said, hey, you know what this guy's doing? And at least that's the way it looks, doesn't it? Coming up tonight from 7 o'clock, KNSS, bringing you we're airing the town hall with President Trump on his first 100 days. It'll be moderated by Chris Cuomo from News Nation with Bill O'Reilly and Stephen A. Smith. That's tonight at 7 here on KNSS. 6:36, Stephen, 10 in the morning. Boeing's got some news out this morning, Ted.
Yeah.
Boeing shared that the 787 Dreamliner fleet has surpassed 1 billion passengers faster than any wide-body commercial airplane in history, accomplishing the feat in less than 14 years since entering service. The global 787 fleet of more than 1,175 airplanes has flown nearly 5 million flights, covering more than 30 million flight hours. That's a lot of flying time.
That sure is.
Steve, 10 in the morning, and we were talking a minute ago about the fact that this was the last day that we were in. The building we were in 1999, 30 years ago, right? Today? No. How many years ago today then?
26.
It was our last day with that company. We were coming to a new building, and you were talking about the workers were coming in and tearing down the studio around us as we were on the air.
As we were still on the air for another hour.
That was in 99?
That was in 99.
Okay.
On this final day of April in 99.
So I'd just come to work there the year before.
Yeah.
I've been there at least a year. Okay. I'm just trying to get my year straight here. All right. Well, we made it. We're here today. And those other people are not. It's 6:37 now. Stephen Ted. It's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. More new all-time record highs were scored in the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures Tuesday. The opening yesterday morning once again was strong to the upside, and new highs were quickly made. Support is from the strong charts, technically, managed money buying, along with strong cash trade in our feed yards and our auction barns. Box beef prices also continue higher, and beef packers continue to lose money. Lean hogs closed Tuesday with mostly triple-digit losses. On the close, June cattle, 60 cents higher, $210.20. August feeder cattle, $1.95 higher, $296.90. And June lean hogs down $1.55 at $99.45. Yesterday was the fourth straight session. Now, I might want to correct myself. As of today, it is the fifth straight session of downside of new contract lows in July Kansas City wheat. The wheat, the corn, and the soybeans all closed negative yesterday. Bear spreading was evident yesterday in the corn and soybean futures. And today is first notice day for the May futures contracts. Deliveries were on the light side this morning. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat's a penny higher at 5.32. July corn, 0.75 cents higher at 4.71. July soybeans down 6.5 cents at 10.46 1/4. June crude oil, 50 cents lower at $59.92. June gold down $44 at $3,289.70. The June S&P, 15 points lower at $5,569. June dollar index, 20 cents higher at $99.22. And June Dow Jones futures up 42 points at 40,700. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Keeping an eye on that radar this morning again, Tom. There's some rain going on, but it's down in Oklahoma. And Oklahoma's getting, looks like from the radar indication, getting a lot of rain across that state today.
Yeah, they're getting to the point where they're getting more than they needed. They needed rain, but now it's got to be too much. You've got the same situation in parts of northern Texas and up through the Ohio Valley, too, of too much rain out there, which is not good.
Because this has serious flooding down around Oklahoma City, yeah.
So that is correct. Now, at one time, their I-35 was shut down north of Oklahoma City last night.
Ooh, how about that? You know, it's of course, that week, I guess we could still use some more here. I mean, Lake Cheney needs to be filled up so we can drink water, you know.
Well, you've got a point there. A lot of places we have seen some rain, but not enough to get significant, you know, runoff. And other places are still having trouble even getting very much. It's still very spotted in areas across Kansas.
Yeah, and again, up around, north of I-70 this morning, they've got some rain going on up around there, so.
Exactly. And we picked up just a little bit last night there around 10 o'clock or so.
Yeah, but not much, but some. Okay.
No, not much.
All right, Tom, we'll check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFE, the Money Tracker. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. I'm here with Chris at Allstate's Home Improvement. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. Three big things. A wrong-way driver collides with another car in North Wichita. Two people seriously injured. President Trump celebrates first 100 days in office with a rally and speech in Michigan. Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission look for ways to combine services. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
You know, the report of an injury traffic accident is a little off the beaten path. Basically, Greenwich Road to 85th Street North is what we're talking about. So, north and east of the Bel Air area, north and east of the Kichai area. So that's what we're talking about there. A injury traffic accident, 85th North and Greenwich. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 50% chance for showers and storms today and a high of 70 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 54. Then on Thursday, partly sunny, 20% chance for rain, and tomorrow's high 71 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Fewer new jobs were created at the end of last month, though the overall picture points to a stable job market.
The number of job openings declined on the last day of March, down by 901,000 from a year ago. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnovers Survey found 7.19 million openings, a drop of 288,000 from February. Federal job opportunities declined by 36,000. However, overall layoffs declined by 222,000. Overall hires held at 5.4 million, and total separations were little changed at 5.1 million, suggesting stability in the labor market right before April's tariffs were unveiled. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Another good day for the Dow and S&P on Wall Street.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher and the Dow and S&P 500 notching a sixth straight session of gains as investors digested a mixed bag of corporate earnings reports, soft economic data, and trade developments. Stocks advancing after President Trump said that talks with India on tariffs were coming along great and he thinks the two countries will reach a deal. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending higher with tech leading the charge while energy lagged. The Dow winners Honeywell, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Chevron. The Dow rising 300 points, the Nasdaq higher by 95, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. It's time for
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Did you ever wonder why your credit score may have dipped or dropped or gone up? You never care.
No.
Okay. Well, then you can go have a cup of coffee now, and then I'll tell this and let everybody else listen to it if they want to hear it.
I don't have to listen now?
You do. Why start, you know? Well, anyway, I am intrigued by the whole credit rating system. With electronic transactions pretty much the norm now, the changes in my credit score change on a dime. I am prompted to write this report because I watched my score dropped 18 points about 30 seconds after I applied for a travel credit card. I just wanted to get that 90,000 miles, you know, whatever.
Wow.
I anticipate traveling a lot to a vacation location. And when we could drive there, but when it's a quick trip, we'll fly, you know, just going for a weekend or something. It's not worth driving all that far. So the only airline that regularly services that area is United. So I applied for a credit card that promises to give me free checked bags, lounge access, priority boarding, and enough mileage points to book a couple of free round trip tickets. So the credit score dipped because I applied for that card. The second I submitted the application, I just happened to be looking at my credit score before that. The card issue electronically checked my credit score. That's called a hard inquiry. It could affect my credit score for as long as a year. The application was accepted, but I was still hit. There are other reasons you could see a dip in your score. First of all, if you close a credit card account, it essentially closes a line of credit you have. The more credit you have, generally, translates to a better credit score. Now, I would think that having less credit at hand would make me less at risk, but it's the opposite. Go figure. Closing a card raises your credit utilization ratio. If you have two cards that offer, say, $10,000 credit limit combined, and you have a $2,500 credit balance, your card utilization is 25%. When you cancel one card, you now have credit of just $5,000. So your outstanding balance of $2,500 has now raised your credit utilization to 50%. Anything over 30% will lower your score. Paying off a major loan will also lower your credit score. That seems counterintuitive.
Yes, it does.
But go figure. I can't explain that one. So anyway, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
An interesting subject. I mean, we're talking about at our house, since my wife retired several years ago, she's been one of these people who's checking the credit cards and stuff, not daily, but very consistently.
Gotcha.
She'll take a few minutes to check in and see if our credit score is way up there. So I don't worry about it. But you know, how much interest are they charging a month? Because I don't pay interest.
I have no idea. Like, I know that they give these warnings. It's going to be 26% or 19% or something.
So the people who actually issue the credit cards, MasterCharge or Visa.
Right.
What is their profit margin?
Huge.
About 99%.
Why do you think they give you all these miles and everything? Well, like the vendors are paying that because they pay a percentage. That's why now they've allowed, and this is through the Credit Protection Bureau that's been dismantled, is now they are allowed to charge us 3% extra if we use a credit card. Now, that sounds terrible, but for those who are paying cash, they're being penalized.
Yeah.
You know, before that rule. So,
well, there's something that no politician will ever look into.
But they don't want to touch it. They don't want to touch it.
It's like, because they know where their money is coming from, and it's not coming from out of my pocket, the politician.
Yeah, well, I try to take my own advice and is never pull out that card to use it unless I know that I have the money to pay it off immediately. Otherwise, don't use it.
But, you know, there are people out there with a couple, three kids and a mortgage, and I've been there.
Yeah.
Where it's money is tight and kids got to have new shoes and all this and that. But so charging that kind of interest rate, I think the Bible says those people go straight to hell, but I'm not sure.
Well, Ted,
you know anything about that, Ted? About
Ted buys his cat's boots, right?
His cat's boots.
Every once in a while you get
cat boots.
Puss in boots.
Puss in boots.
What if they said, hey, you can't charge more than 10%?
Were these people just there'd be
outrage.
Yeah.
But then there's also credit card fraud,
sure,
which is rampant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how many times have you gotten an alert that somebody's buying some shoes in San Francisco or something, you know,
well,
or Tokyo
or
something?
We've had our cards reissued several times.
Yeah. Well, when that happens, think about it. You don't have to pay that back.
That's true. Yeah.
And so that's some of the risk that the credit card company takes on, and they have to pay it, or they probably have insurance for that. But
well, Ted didn't get any extra money. You're taking the risk of working with me every morning.
Exactly.
He should have some sort of a...
Really? That's a huge premium right there.
You would think.
Yeah.
the Mac bonus.
the Mac. I've got it. It's like hazardous duty pay in the military.
All right. Speaking of which, today is National Military Brats Day.
Ah.
Honoring the children of military personnel.
That's me.
About 1 in 25 Americans is a military brat.
That few.
Since the Department of Defense did not keep precise records of military personnel's children, no one knows the exact number. There are many military brats in this community, I know. McConnell, for one reason, including three of my grandkids.
Right.
My dad served in the military, but I don't consider myself a military brat. Served in World War II, came home, that was it. But if you're a career person, like my son Scott was of the dubious opinion that going and serving in his country and whatever places he needed to go was good for his career. So he went here, there, and everywhere for several years.
Right, right, right.
He got to a certain point, and he found out if he'd been playing golf at home, he'd have been way ahead.
Oh, boy.
That's another story.
He's not bitter.
But you talk to people. I talk to people all the time, and so do you, Ted. We talk, interview somebody. Sometimes I'll get in their background and say, well, you know, I was in the Army or Air Force, and I came here, and I loved it here, and I stayed here. I retired here. So
yeah,
a lot of people do that. Military Brats Day.
Yeah, well, I'm the son of a draftee, and I was a brat, so maybe I can qualify for that.
Ted, we just held you out for Brat Day, okay? No military.
Well, that would then the sausage industry would get a hold of that one.
Brat
Day. You got
Day.
It? Right. Yeah, okay.
Thank you, guys. Very good. Coming up at 7 o'clock here, top of the hour news this morning with Steve and Ted. Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission meet together. We have the story. Tell you what they talked about. President Trump celebrating first 100 days in office. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.